Check it out. Check it out.
Hot off the wire with Al Freitas on the Russ Parr Morning Show.
AG Live is claiming victory in a hard-fought legal battle with Michael Jackson's family. While the jury did find that AG Live hired Murray to supervise, it disagreed with Jackson's camp that Murray was incompetent. Apparently, the rumors are true. Drake and Chris Brown have buried the hatchet after pictures surfaced of the two in the same studio chilling. Breezy even posted pics of them on his Facebook. But the real story here is that it's really over between Breezy and Rihanna, because he's not tripping over her exes anymore. When a man stopped tripping over your ex and he's like, yeah, we cool. That's how you know he's done with you.
I disagree, but okay.
Whatever. Jay-Z's teaming up with Hugh Blow for a line of limited edition watches. So you could either buy a car, so you could spend it on a year of college, down payment on a house, or you could buy Jay's new watch. The black ceramic one goes for over $17,000, and the 18-karat yellow gold one, it's only $33,000. You can find the watches at Barney's next month. Good luck trying one on. Meanwhile, Jay is headed to England today for his Magna Carta Holy Grail tour. That tour starts here in November. Snoop Dogg's doing something big, too. Not as big as Hugh Blow, but Snoop is going to be the face of Coke 45 for an ad campaign called Keep It Coke 45. Those ads start rolling out October 15th. Terrence J opening up in a new book, The Wealth of My Mother's Wisdom. You know, he's always considered a mama's boy. Even in Think Like a Man, he plays the mama's boy. And in a recent interview, he revealed that he has vitiligo. He's been suffering from that. He also talks about some personal stuff, like he was dating a girl who died in a car accident before he even got the chance to tell her he loved her. He's like, you know, you love somebody, tell him now. And he's talking about some stuff his mom told him, like the best advice she gave him was never give up. That's some pretty good advice. All right, so K. Michelle supposedly broke up with her man. She's dating a basketball player. And what's his name?
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, they only were dating supposedly like 2 months. I don't know. I guess. Hey, I mean, I don't know if they were really even dating, but
no,
that's
they
what
were.
They say.
They were.
Okay.
They were.
All right, he bought her a dog. Didn't he buy her a dog or something?
No, that was Ocho Cinco bought her a monkey.
What? He bought K. Michelle a monkey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay, but didn't somebody buy her a dog?
He might have. She might have told us that.
They were having fun. I mean,
you know. She said he bought her. Okay, so anyway, it didn't work for BET at night. Maybe it'll work better during the day. Y'all want to see Monique on a talk show? You think she'd do well?
Sure.
I don't know.
She'd be good. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's obviously in talks with ABC and Disney for a syndicated daytime talk show that would debut next year. So good luck to her. Hey, I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. You want more stuff? Go to the Russ Parr Morning Show.com. Of course, you can get at me via Twitter @FreitasFlex and @RussParrShow.